Welcome to Seize the K. I'm your host, Kay Rodriguez, and I'm here to help you with your next creative venture. Whether it's building a business or creating a new stream of income, I'm here to give you practical tips while we keep Jesus at the center of it all. So let's carpe diem and get into this episode. Welcome to the next episode of Seize the K. I'm so excited that you're here. This is episode 7. So now we are getting for real down to the nitty gritty of how you're going to start getting clients, right? Up until this point, we've spoken about a lot. And just to name a few topics, we've talked about how you're going to start. We've talked about getting over the fear and how much you're going to charge. And those are just a few of the things that we've talked about. And I'm really excited for this next topic because hopefully you've been doing your homework. And up to this point, you have your Instagram or social media account of your choice up. Perhaps you've posted, right? We talked about some types of content that just seem to do well. Maybe you've done that. Maybe you just posted a picture, whatever works for you. Hopefully you've gotten to that point because now I'm sure you're like, okay, how are we going to start getting clients, right? If you haven't been doing that just yet, I want to give you guys some really practical, really easy ways to get clients. There are so many ways. I mean, it's endless creativity, right? You can get clients any sort of way, but we're going to start off with the three easiest ways because honestly, you can do them as we talk about them or you can do them after this episode. Okay, so let's talk about the three ways that you're going to start getting clients if you have not done so already. The first one is good old social media. So we talked about in the episode, you know, when we're talking about when's it appropriate to do things for free, like when should I even at all? We talked about a lot of ways that you could actually utilize social media for that. And I definitely think you should refer to that episode. What I'm going to talk about more so here is you can go one of two routes with social, right? You can go organic or you can go paid. So organic is unpaid social. We are posting and we are not paying to have that post be seen by more people with the discovery algorithm, which is essentially they show your stuff to a group of people, they see how it goes, they show it to a bigger group of people, they see how it goes, and then it just keeps multiplying. The beauty of that method is that the possibilities with how many people can see your stuff are absolutely endless. The entire world can see your product, right? You're not just limited to your current audience and maybe a few new people, which is really, really awesome. So the great thing with organic is the more consistent you are, especially with the discovery algorithm, the more people are going to see it. And if you know your target audience and you're talking to them in the proper ways, essentially you're going to grow. More followers means more opportunities to make a sale and to get a client. And so I definitely want to make sure that you guys are taking advantage of organic and it's free. So why not? That said, we can go the other route with social, which is paid. And even then you have two different options. And I'm really focusing here on Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. The cool thing is you can do two things. You can actually make an ad. So you can do a sponsored ad. And we'll talk about that in a second. Or you can do a boosted post. So the great thing with the boosted post is that most of you all have seen this under your Instagram post or Facebook. There's literally a button that says boost post. And all you have to do is follow that prompt, put your card in. You can put like $5, $10. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. And that post will be shown to more people. Most of the time in your community, but good. Often people in our communities, meaning our current followership in this case, doesn't even see our post because they're going out into the world, into the discovery algorithm, which is why you really want to learn your niche. And I don't want to get too much into social media today and all the knickknacks with that, but essentially it's just going to make sure that more people are seeing that post. And you can do that for really inexpensively. The other avenue is doing a sponsored ad. So you would have to go into the Meta Business Suite to do this. You can set the demographics, where are they showing that ad? Who are they showing that ad to? What are their interests? I really recommend this method if you're going to pay, because why not just narrow down your target client, your target audience, and put yourself out there. Put like $30-$50. You don't have to put like hundreds of dollars. You can put more money. You can say how long you want the ad to run for how much money, which some of these capabilities are available in boosting a post as well. The great thing with social media is that the possibilities really are endless as far as you can just tap into your current community or you can reach new heights with sponsored posts and boosted posts and really doing well with your organic stuff, especially if you're being consistent. that first method is social media, which is going to take us into our second method, which is word of mouth. This method, you talking about your business and being like, hey guys, thank you so much. This is what I do. I know this one can be so obnoxious and it can just feel so cringe, but you have to talk about your stuff. Let me tell you, this is extremely hard for me to do. Even my podcast coach before I released this episode, or sorry, my podcast coach before I released the podcast was like, okay, cool. So like, who's going to be your cheerleading squad? Who are you going to tell about this? I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to talk about this. But I want to encourage you guys, just like we talked about the parable of the talents, right? There was the person that was given one talent and they hid it. It's basically the same thing as you not talking about the very thing that you're doing, right? You have this talent and you're hiding it away, and we don't want to put our light under a bush. So we do have to talk about it. It can create some wonderful opportunities for you. I have worked a lot of jobs in the past 10 plus years. And one of the things that has really provided me opportunities, especially recently, has been being more vocal about the fact that I just have more skills than what the job requires. So just saying, hey, I can help you guys with social media. That's what I do. I come from that agency background. Being vocal about being a graphic designer, helping people with social, website, all of that has gotten me 3 new clients. Okay. Talk to the higher ups. They need your help, especially if you see it's a need. It's been me talking to the boss and just mentioning it to the boss, and it just, not necessarily out of the blue, but when it's appropriate, right? So I would just encourage you guys, when you're in random conversations with people, whatever that elevator pitch is for you, making sure that you have it together when people ask you exactly what you do and you're like, hey, like, I know mine is I help small businesses keep up with the demands of social media through content creation. So when you have that together and you have that really succinct and tight, then it doesn't feel so painful to talk about, because you're not just going on and on anyway. You're being really specific about what you're saying, who you're saying it to, why you're saying it, right? Versus just kind of like stumbling over your words, which I've been there too, when people are like, what do you do? And I'm like, So I do encourage you to practice and to talk about it more and to really figure out what you do, why you do it, and who you do it for, because then you can just say it and it's not as cringe. Last thing, one, you're going to do social. You're going to either pay for it, you're going to do ads, or you're going to do organic social, which is free. 2 is you're going to do word of mouth. So you are going to spread it around to everyone and anyone. And 3, a little bit goes hand in hand with 1 and 2, tapping into your community. So whether that is your friends and family, your parents, your siblings, your closest friends, your coworkers, whatever that means for you. Maybe you have a group that you play D&D with. Maybe those are your people. Maybe your people are the people from church. Whoever that is, you're going to pick, I would say, about 10 of them to help you spread the word. So again, I talked about my podcast coach. She was like, pick a team, pick your people to help you spread the word about this. I was like, but I had to do it. I've gotten so many clients just through word of mouth from friends and family, which has been really great, or even just opportunities to work with people because of friends and family. So sometimes it doesn't always pan out, but now they know who I am and I'm on their minds. If you can continue to do your marketing and pursue those people, even if they haven't used you yet, because sometimes you might have to say it more than once, especially because when people are busy, like, you have to think, this thing is so important to you, but it's not necessarily as important to everyone else. Not because they don't care about you, but everyone's the center of their own universe. So you might have to mention it more than once to your friends and family. You might have to ask if you can text them. At the end of the day, this venture is my responsibility to promote. It's the thing that I care about, and I can't. We've talked about this. We've talked about this entitlement, like, we can't be mad that our friends and family are doing it, but it's not their thing. Like, the Lord told you to do it, or you're the one that wants to do it. So you need to be responsible over that, right? And so we might just have to give our friends and family a few more reminders. I have people think of people all the time when I remind them what I do. You just have to send reminders. Part of that doesn't have to be through text or actual conversation. You posting on social is going to help that. If they follow you, right, they're going to be like, oh yeah, she does do that. Let me remind so-and-so. all three of these things, to be honest, are kind of going to work in tandem to help you get the word out. And they're really easy ways that are free. We love free, or mostly free, right? They're really easy ways that are free or mostly free to help you get your stuff off the ground. So that's your homework. Pick one of these ways. I don't care if you text your mama. I don't care if you put out a post. Whatever you want to do, just start getting clients. Make sure you do that. Okay, let's talk about real quick what I'm drinking. First of all, isn't this mug so cute? It's from a church that was here in Jacksonville, and it is just the cutest mug. I love it so much. I am drinking some oolong tea, nothing in it, from a neighbor, and she's really, really awesome. She brought me some tea, and literally you just take the oolong leaves and you sprinkle them in there, and then they unfurl, which is really awesome. So that's what I'm drinking today. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves. Make sure you're drinking water, okay? And make sure you're seizing the day. And you can seize the K while you're at it too. Make sure you're doing your homework. If you're not doing your homework, this podcast is not going to benefit you, unless you're way past. Like, if you're at like level 75, that's fine. But like, if you're at level 2, you should be doing this, okay? Okay, you're doing great. I'm going to talk to you soon. Bye, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Seize the K. I want to connect with you outside of this podcast. In the description, you'll see all the ways that we can connect and keep the conversation going. If you liked it, please subscribe. And if you loved it, I would be honored to receive a 5-star review from you, as well as more information on how this podcast is helping you to carpe diem. Until next time, cheers.